Hi guys, welcome to our Married at First Sight After Show. We have two special guests for you tonight, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Stuck in my head all week. Welcome, you guys. We're so excited to have you here to talk about this amazing episode. I'm one of your hosts, Jamie Banks, and you can find me at JamieBanks_ and with me.
Hi, guys. It's Heather Yared. You can find me, as always, on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared.
And I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And with us tonight is the wonderful Jamie Otis. So let's see if she's there. And I'd love to talk to her and hear her thoughts.
Yay! Ring, ring, hello.
Hi. Hi.
So, Jamie, what did you think of tonight's episode and what did you think of the decisions?
Oh, my goodness. Well, obviously, I'm so excited. I just couldn't be happier for both the couples. I'm just so thrilled.
Completely, yeah. Completely. Were you surprised with either of them saying yes to each other?
You know, I am such a hopeless romantic that I was so hopeful the whole time anyways that they would choose to stay together. And as you guys know, I do the unfiltered. So I was able to chat with them. And I kind of knew the results a bit before today.
We're jealous.
But it's still like on the edge of your seat when you're watching it, you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, like what's going to happen? And you're still like, are they together? Because like, it doesn't seem like they're still together. Like what's going on here? Yeah, I'm so happy for them because after meeting them, you just see how genuine they are, each of them individually. And then as a couple, you just root for them to like be able to see, you know, what, like, I'm always like, Nick, look at the Sonia that I see, you know, or like, Sonia, give him a chance. You know, it's just, you're always, always trying to, I don't know. I'm sure you guys know though, too. I don't know if you ever talk to the TV like I do. Like, I'm always Nick, tell Sonia that.
Yeah, I think we've done that a couple times. I'm like, come on, Nick, just say it. Just say it to her.
Like, he always complimented Sonia. Like, he always complimented Sonia to the camera and, like, to us, basically, like, to the audience watching, but he would never say it to her face. And I was like, if she just told her that, she would be so much happier and you guys wouldn't be in the situation you're in right now. But you seemed, I guess, like, way too shy.
Exactly. Allie had a question about that, especially the previews coming up, right, for next week's episode?
Yeah, I was wondering, what are your thoughts on them going forward with their relationships after tonight's episode?
You know what's crazy is I don't actually know what happens going forward. You know, this next, Unfiltered stopped with Decision Day. So I don't know what's going to happen. I didn't see it ahead of time. I don't know what's happening for Decision Day. And so I don't know, the reunion show. So I don't know. Like, I'm sitting on edge because, like, you know, I don't know. Unfortunately, the last couple seasons, you know, a couple would stay together, but then come the reunion, it's like, oh, at that point, they decided they were over each other. So I don't know. I don't know why, but I really have hope that our couples, like these two couples this season, will be doing well. I don't know. I feel like they are really good for each other.
Yes, yeah,
I don't know. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy at all. I think they're completely good for each other as well. The experts did a good job pairing individuals that will stretch them. Tom and Lillian, we see that completely. One is very like a driver, motivated, money motivated. Then we have Tom, who's very lax, but still motivated. So there'll be a good balance for that. And then Sonia and Nick, I don't have words for why they are compatible. Even if they're not communicating in my heart, I still see them completely compatible. Yes.
I do think that they're good for each other. I think that Sonia is the most patient woman in the world. And I think that he needs to be with a woman like that. Otherwise, he would be single for the rest of his life because a lot of women would be like, I don't know. Like, I mean, Sonia is 100% a better woman than I am because honestly, she kind of reminds me of Doug, my husband. Like, I was in a completely different situation, but like, Doug had to be so patient with me, and like I would be single the rest of my life if I didn't have Doug because he was just so patient with me. And I feel like that's how Sonia is with Nick. She's very forgiving and willing to give him another chance, and I love that. I love that for them, you know. I hope that he really starts to kind of pull through a little bit more for her because I want her to have someone who's supportive of her and loving towards her and someone she can just relax and laugh with and not have to be over analytical all the time.
Completely.
But I can see that coming maybe in the future, you know, like I could see that coming for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate you calling in so late. Is Doug still awake or is he sleeping?
He fell asleep.
Is he?
He's
okay. Well, you know. No, that's okay. We were sure because I was curious if he was surprised or not too.
I screamed up to him. Yeah, I screamed up to him before, you know, before we got on the phone, but he has to work early in the morning and he was like, I'm barely awake, Jamie. Oh. I was like, okay.
No problem.
He's
at
like,
all.
Tell him I'm not wearing pants again.
He's in bed in his underwear. That's all he'd have to say.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Jamie.
Yes.
We love hearing from you.
Yes, we did. We just want to hear what you thought of the decision. We know it's late and that you're a busy bee. So thank you so much for calling in. Is there any advice that you want to give the couples at all before you get off? Like any farewell wishes or pieces of advice now that you know they both said yes?
You know, I think my biggest advice based on my own experience on Married at First Sight would be to just give it like a solid try after decision day. The first, during the experiment, it's really so nuts. And even when, you know, even when it's airing back, it's so nuts. Like, I really feel like it took Doug and I a solid year to be like, okay, we're confident in this marriage, you know, like, and even still, I feel like we grow more confident and more in love every day. And I think I believe that can happen for them. Like it just takes that patience and that willingness to like really reach out for help from the experts and from anybody who can give some sort of advice, anybody who's been successful in marriage,
yeah,
any
sure.
advice you can get,
sure.
you know, just being open-minded. So I guess that's my best advice to them is just, you know, remain patient and giving it a shot. And you could find yourself in love with someone that you didn't ever think you'd be in love with.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
That's so great.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Jamie. You're the best.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much for staying up for us.
Yes.
We love having you, as always.
And we love you and Doug.
Ladies.
So
I'll talk to you anytime you want to talk.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Sweet dreams.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
I love,
I love her. And we have the same name, so it's perfect.
It is perfect. Such great insight that she gave as far as just being open, being receptive, and staying aware of where they're going to need either that help or support and be open to the fact that I might not be with someone I thought was amazing at first, but it can work. I mean, they're living proof of that.
And I love that she compared Doug and Sonia.
Completely. Do you think that they were similar?
I mean, in some ways, yeah. They're both very patient.
Yes.
So.
And
yes.
I think that we saw Sonia's patience really come through tonight because she even announced saying that, I think I found the man of my dreams. So that just goes to show that all of the struggles and trials and tribulations that they went through, she really was sticking it out. And she said, I'm not going to give up.
That's
and she
right.
didn't.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Yay!
We got
two couples.
Yeah. 2 out of 3. That's not bad. Were you guys surprised with the decisions today?
No. I had the same predictions for the last 3 weeks. I was saying both of them are going for it.
Yeah, you know, I will say I was shocked about Sonia's decision because I really feel like she did a whole, like, 360. She did a complete circle, turn around. She moved back in today. Obviously, it was over 2 days.
Yeah.
So she moved back in. She really gave it a go, and she was really, really trying hard. And I feel like as soon as she moved back in, that Sonia smile just came out. She was cheesing the whole time, and I loved it.
Yeah, there was something completely different about both of their energies. Mm-hmm. They both had this sort of like baby voice type of thing going on. Like when she said move back in, he said, yay! Like, it was so cute.
So the cute. Sonic that I love and I cherish was back tonight, and I was so excited about it.
I knew Nick was going to say yes. I could just see it, but Sonia was the one I was confused about, especially because she kind of like did this big build up.
And yes.
I don't know if that was just to make us nervous or what, but
I
wasn't sure.
Wedding day, just like wedding day, she paused.
Yeah.
But like when we saw him, he made the collage in the beginning of the show. That was so cute. And he kept saying we when we do this. And I was like, oh, he's it. He's in.
Yeah.
He is totally in, and it's completely obvious. I mean, Pastor Cal clearly wasn't happy, though, because he's like, kids run, adults, they stay and fight.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think about that?
You know, I think that that's, I mean, obviously you're kind of depicting two people, different personalities, so you can't, it's kind of hard to determine whether they're acting like a child or acting like an adult because of the situation. I feel like Sonia really was trying hard to do the adult decision by sticking through with this process, But it's hard because she did have that sense of she was holding back because she was hurt.
Yeah, she was attacked, but the one thing that got to her was like, you're not, she was always like, are you attracted to me? And he said no. And
yeah.
So completely.
So that's, I feel like that's really a hard thing to hear, is to be kind of compared to as a child or an adult in a situation, considering your feelings are really at stake here. Yeah. And she really had to put her feelings aside and, you know, stick it out and be like, I'm going to stick through with the process that I signed up for. And that's exactly what she did.
Definitely. I love that she said that she grew and feels like she grew stronger and was able to forgive him. And I feel like she's over the hurt. I think it took several weeks to get there, but I think she finally forgave him and was able to put the relationship first.
Yeah. I think the vision board is what is, as crazy as it sounds, like I have two vision boards at home. I have one for love and one for business.
Aww.
I know. And no one would think I would, but I do. But I believe that that was the straw for her that broke the camel's back in the good way. Mm-hmm. That's almost what initiated her move in. The fact that they were on the same page, a lot of the things they were talking about were similar, almost finishing each other's sentences, even down to wanting to adopt kids.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think this is something that I saw that was a stronger suit in their relationship, more so than Tom and Lillian's, because Tom and Lillian, as although they were somewhat on the same page of where they wanted to be within 5 years, Nick and Sonia really were like, oh wow, you want that? That sounds great to me. Yes. And they were just bouncing back with each other. Not one of them was hesitant toward what the other said. So I thought that was really great, because Tom and Lillian were like, oh well, I guess I could do that. But yes, it wasn't so much of a 100% yes, which I was a little caught off guard with.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, I love Lillian's money-making mindset. That's clear. Mm-hmm. I totally am all in with that. It was a reoccurring thing with the vision board. Again, the money, where the traveling was in sync, but the money, and I think the kids might have come up. I can't remember. I know it came up at some point, but it was a big difference in the dynamic. Like I said with Jamie, there's no words to describe Sonic's chemistry. Mm-hmm. It's just there. Mm-hmm. And that was awesome. But I did love the bonfire. When Tom and Lee were doing the bonfire and he licked the marshmallow off of her finger and they were like giving each other eyes and kisses, I thought that was cute. They just keep doing amazing things to get connected.
They're so cute. Yeah. I was a little bit scared about Tom's decision too. I felt like he was kind of unsure, and then I thought it was so interesting he kept saying in the future, he said that he wasn't sure hours before. To me, that would really hurt my feelings if I was Lillian. I would say I would just not want to know that.
Completely. Well, and 85% in bed. He was like, I'm about 80% there. And then he goes, what if I say no? What would you want to do if a guy looked at
you? So much anxiety.
Yeah, see, I feel like this, they already have both talked separately about how nervous they are about the situation. So Tom even saying that he's nervous, why would you say that to her? Mm-hmm. Because even if you are like 95% or 100% sure, you should still keep that to yourself until this day, because either way, it's not going to, you could either make her feel overconfident and then, you know, be set back if you decide to change your mind, mm-hmm. or, you know, give her that worry and fear whether she should make that decision or not. And something really quick that I want to bring up is I was a little caught off guard, because I really want to know if when you hear that decision, okay, so Lillian had to say it first, would that sway your opinion?
I think it would sway, well, I don't really know if it would sway my opinion or not. I think I'm always a girl that stands firm on what I believe in, but not even so much Tom and Lillian. Did you guys think that Dr. Pepper, what you're saying, I saw with Nick and Sonia? It's almost like Dr. Pepper immediately
she
went
asked
to
Nick. Yeah, totally.
And I don't, do you think that was intentional?
And Lillian first, too, because I think between the two of them, Lillian would have stayed more than Tom, just in that situation, it seemed like it. So I think it kind of does, because if the first person said no, then the second person probably would say no, too, just because you don't want to, like, look like you like him more.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And if the first person said yes, even if I was going to say no, I would probably maybe change my mind in that moment. I don't know.
Okay, so I believe that I would still say no if someone said yes and no, mm-hmm. whatever, I would stick to it. Interesting perspective. I was thinking that they thought maybe Nick would say no and to salvage Sonia's like safe face for her. And I hear you saying that it's more so Nick was leaning towards the yes, Lillian was leaning towards the yes. They knew that, so they started with those two.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, and Sonia and Tom were the ones that were on the fence, because we know Tom was on the fence and Sonia.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think they were actually that on the fence that the decision actually kind of, I think they already knew their decision, but I think you're right, it could have swayed them.
I think Sonia's, yeah, I think it's swayed Sonia's. I do. It did. Yeah.
Well, I think what was interesting is Tom said, I didn't know till like, you know, 10 minutes before. And yeah. I'm wondering, well, was it 10 minutes or 10 seconds when you heard that? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, obviously that decision process, I don't think I would get swayed, but I think if someone were to say yes, I feel like I would be more pushed to say yes, because I'm like, oh, they do want to be with me, okay. Yeah. It's not as much as a jump anymore. So that's what I just think that I just kind of was a little wondering if that, in this certain situation, because with both these couples, we saw how they were really confused.
I don't, a part of me doesn't agree with that, though. Lillian poured her heart out in that card. In the card, her words literally, I mean, figuratively, I'm paraphrasing, but here's my heart. I.e., I'm saying yes. Here's my answer. Can you give me something? Can you tell me if you're saying yes? So Tom needing that to sway him or not, don't think that was it, because Tom knew from the gate, my opinion, that Lily was in, hands down.
Yeah, I don't think he made the decision based on that. I just do think it's interesting because you might change your decision being the second one.
Yeah. And I mean, had they say no, you're like, okay, I'll say no too then, you know? Like,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I just was wondering, like, that was like the immediate thought in my head, like, I don't know. I just was really curious about that. So
I think the gifts were telling about how connected they really were. What gifts they gave each other. Tom, that houndstooth paper. I need to know where you got it. Let me know.
Yeah, Heather was loving the houndstooth. I was like, I feel like Tom might be the kind of person, like, you're, like, edgy, that would, like, wrap it in, like, a cool newspaper kind of thing. I was like, that was great. I thought the presents were really awesome.
Tom was 2 for 2 on the bad superstitions, though. No one brought it up. Lillian, maybe that's not in her culture. I know in mine, like, you should never give a clock to a lover, a husband, a wife, anything.
I've never heard that.
Okay, maybe it's like a spiritual thing too. So
I've never heard that.
So when you are dealing with energy, you don't give a necklace with a heart, a key.
That's such a basic gift.
At 4 o'clock. I know, like, a typical gift, right? You know. But the energy gets stuck in the heart. It cements in the heart. Mm-hmm. You're also not supposed to have picture frames of each other, and they gave pictures of each other to the parents.
That sounds a little too much.
No, you freeze frame it. I know it. You freeze frame it in time. And then a clock puts a time span on your relationship, meaning it's going to go out. I was surprised.
I feel like that's a little too much. Okay. Like, now I'm like thinking, like, okay, can I not give, like, what, like, those are the things that you come to your head.
As soon as you guys get heart necklaces, you're going to be calling me B. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be like, destroy it right now.
No, I feel like I've gotten a heart necklace
you
before.
You have, and are you still with them? Doesn't
look like it. Well, I mean, I've gotten I don't know. Okay. We'll move on from that.
I love Sonia's gifts to Nick, especially, they were so funny. The cactus socks, that was funny. Or boxers.
Yeah,
right?
I think, I was like, wait, boxers. Were they socks or were they boxers?
No, they're boxers. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It was
and
funny.
And she was like, you're a little prickly, and then you've been kind of a prick lately. And I was like, I like that.
I think it was for something else, even though they said I was wrong 4 episodes ago. Remember when I made a comment about when they had sex and maybe somebody was dissatisfied? Oh, look, a little prick on the panties.
She, like, you know, Sonia actually did tweet. She said that's not true. That was not true. So
I know, but I still
saw it.
We'll
just put that out there.
That was hilarious. She's got a good sense of humor.
She does.
Yeah, and
definitely.
Like I said, I feel like she was so smiley again, and it was awesome to see that side of her and see that connection between them again, because they really do have it. And I feel like they've just been on separate pages of not knowing where the other one felt. That's why they kind of.
I bet if they're still together now, which I'm sure they are, even though those previews looked a little scary, I bet they've really grown strong together, just because I feel like they kind of needed more time than everyone else, and now it's been more months, so I feel like they're probably really close now.
Well, it really struck me as odd that there was a theme, at least from my perspective, of since we're already married, let's just stay married and keep going, even as friends or as dating, as opposed to getting divorced, which I think other couples in other seasons, when they've been with, like, these two, they have separated. That seemed like a focal point for staying
together. Do you mean that they didn't really feel in love with each other at the moment, but they still stayed together?
Right. We have some more time. Why not? We're already married. Let's stay.
Well, you know, I think something that I noticed after when they were having that lunch, I felt like both of them felt more comfortable with each other because now that they don't have to be worried that the other one wants to get a divorce right away, they were able to open up in a different way that we haven't seen yet. So I think that maybe they both needed that sense of security to really go forward in their relationship. Hopefully we'll see that.
I think we're going to see it. I believe they're still together for sure.
What did you guys think of those previews?
I don't understand the ring thing, because that's intense to not have the ring on, because we saw Sonia do that, and even though she took off the ring, Nick never did.
And he made a big deal about that.
So that's where my concerns lies, because it's like, well, I don't really know.
And when I think it was Rachel, right? She asked, were there any happy moments? That just looks scary to me, that whole conversation.
Everybody looked freaked.
Yeah.
But then it irritated me, because did either of you recognize their outfits?
Was it the ones from before?
It looked like it was the ones in Unfiltered or First Look. When Jamie's interviewing them, I noticed, like, Sonia's black-lined collar or something.
They need to stop doing this to us, because we've noticed this a few times, and maybe we're just super observant.
We are.
But it kind of throws it off.
Well, yeah, and we noticed that there was a couple of times, like, even where Nick, when he was having a good date, and then they brought up a scene from when he was like a little tipsy and angry. So that just kind of throws you off. So I guess we really don't.
It makes it seem more fake to me.
Yeah. So I mean, we don't really know though. That those could have been interviews from a while ago, and they're flashing back. I don't know.
Here's why the previews didn't really freak me out. The cards that were written when they gave the gifts. I think Sonia liked her card more than her necklace. Just saying. The words that were in the cards to each other were really on point. Mm-hmm. Talking about growth, talking about being a couple, talking about their experience. That says more than any glitch in time or frustration or fights. Marriage is always a work in progress. Relationships are always a work in progress. Previews are previews. We know they want to keep us going. We have another episode coming up, and it meant nothing to me. Yes, freaked me out for like a hot minute, but I was like, nope. Either way, this is natural. They've been together 6 weeks. In my world, the honeymoon stage only lasts 3 months, and any couple that's dating, at least, at 3 months, they decide whether or not they're going to stick it out for six. 3 months, people get bored. 6 months, are we going to go to the year? So, no, I think it's going to be. And Jamie said it just now. It took us at least a year to get even like close and on the same page. And we still saw them in Married at First Sight the first year, bickering and going back and forth and irritated. She was even thinking of her ex.
Yeah.
Jamie Otis was. Yeah. Like, well, completely.
Well, I think that, you know, obviously, like, we can come talk about that episode when it comes to it. But as of this episode, I just want to say both couples, I felt like in this episode, Sonia and Nick really just kind of took over the episode for me. I felt like they were back to, I was so excited to see they were back to normal. They both were smiling. They both were giggling. They were having that wittiness about them again. And I just was so happy to see that, because it was a great way to end that note on. And just having both of them come together at lunch, I really enjoyed seeing their interaction. But also, can we talk about the fact that Lillian had a ring?
You're observant, so you noticed that she had a special ring, not
like
an, just
yeah,
the band,
it wasn't
right?
just the band, it was like a ring. And so I'm like, did you guys, because I think they were the ones that talked about having like another wedding. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, like, when, what point in time was this scene shot, and did they have an engagement, like, just like you know what I mean, like, to have the ring, like, was there a
they
certain
wanted
ceremony
to exchange vows again,
yeah,
so
I just thought that was really interesting that I noticed that, because then I was like, oh well, maybe Lillian has one too, and I noticed she still had the band, and I kept like looking at the finger, because I'm like, maybe I'm misreading or watching something, but I'm pretty sure there was a ring on her finger.
Lillian had a diamond, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, Lillian, we know you're going to watch tomorrow, so let us know what happened, if there was another exchanging of vows, a ring. I personally think Tillian, I'm going to stick to us. I saw Team Tilly online, but we're going to stick to ours. Tillian, I like that better. They really took it again for me. I'm just seeing back to back to back things that couples that have been together forever are doing, and it made me excited. It made me hopeful. It made me again want to be, I keep going back and forth. Do I want to be a coach on the show, or do I want to be a person that gets married on the show? Yeah, part of me kind of does. But regardless, it got me. They stole this show for me. I thought it was funny that Nick and Sonia did the husband and wife shirts. That reminded me of your typical, which I love this. This might sound bad, but I don't mean it like this. It reminded me of that typical, like, let's fake it to make it. Let's be that couple that's like, let's be twins, which we see Tom and Lillian do that too. Yeah. But they wore it. But it was cute because it was like, hey, we'll take every step we can to be buddy, to be like together, to be, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it was cute. Like, and Allie, you noticed that they weren't holding hands, but I wasn't deterred by that. They were both wearing the same shirt. So I feel like, you know, everyone just shows PDA differently and some people don't show it, but it was so funny because I this whole time I kind of think that they all knew each other, but obviously they didn't, so it was fun to see them meet and interact. And it was also interesting that Lillian kind of noticed their body language or lack of and was kind of like, what's going on with these two?
Yes, everybody noticed. Each one of them said something about each other's body language, that they were doing it more and they were doing it less. Super perceptive. They exchanged the information about why they were frustrated, like Tom did not communicate, I guess, enough, whatever it was. Tom and Nick having the same issues. I never saw that coming.
No. Well, no, I think it was because, I'm trying to figure out which exact one it was, because they were both saying how they over-communicated, and then Nick and Sonia were saying how they under-communicated. So, but there was something...
They weren't, like, Gary Chapman's The Love Languages, both of them were missing the way that each woman needed to be loved. So Tom wasn't hitting on Lillian's love point, and Nick wasn't hitting
on
Sonia's.
What's Lillian's love point?
I don't remember what hers was. I believe Sonia's is words of appreciation, something with words. And then, because I took mine, and mine's touch.
Lillian might be gifts, because she's really into the gifts.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't remember if she took it or what it was, but I think that I liked the gift-giving aspect of this whole show. Whether or not that was planned, staged, or not, I think it's important to keep those surprises going, and I liked the brunch aspect of it. But I know we keep going back and forth from decisions and not decisions. Tom talking about the bus nonstop. So he said the 85%. Shocked that he said it, but I love his honesty. Then his whole thing was, man, I just love that bus, and I'm going to miss that bus. Lily couldn't hold it in. She's like, ugh. Scoffed in the middle of it.
I like that Lillian just kind of said her feelings and just kind of went with it, because she's basically saying, it's not an issue, Tom. Like, she likes the bus, she doesn't want to live in it, but don't let that actually affect the big decision.
Yes, yeah. She just called him out.
And I think that's something that we've seen Lillian be very patient, and she's really taken everything and put it into perspective of how he's thinking about it. And I think this is finally the time she's like, listen, I'm not feeling that way. And if you want to talk to me about it, just talk to me about it.
Yeah, she said, there's so much more that we have in common. That's not even an issue. In so many words, slammed him. Mic drop. Mic drop.
And
again.
She did talk about how she enjoyed going on vacation in that bus, and they had so much fun together on the bus. So she has embraced it.
He's 4 times he retweeted about the bus having AC. I thought that was so funny. I was like, ah. It was interesting. Both women, one from Nicaragua, one from Costa Rica, at brunch. They were like, was that a prerequisite? The woman had to be just out the board, and then white dudes from Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. That was interesting. I was wondering if that was, like, planned or not.
I mean, they probably want a diverse cast. But it wasn't even that diverse, though.
I don't think it was that diverse. They tried. Definitely.
Yes.
You know, Dr. Pepper did not look convinced when Sonia said yes and they cheers. Did you guys pick up on that?
She just looked like confused. They all did. I think the coaches all really wanted them to work out, but were very nervous too.
And surprised when Sonic got it and said yes. Did you see that? What did you think?
See, I think I was still trying to recuperate from, this might sound like a little intense, but I was just like looking at Tom's face and I thought he looked a little scared. So I feel like I was fixated on that I like wasn't, I was just like
who,
I just
who
moved
wouldn't
on.
Be scared? Who wouldn't be scared?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, but Tom didn't have to be scared at that point because Lillian already said that she wanted to
stay
married.
I just felt like both couples kind of seemed a little uncomfortable, which it is an uncomfortable thing because like you have so many emotions going into it, but I just was expecting it to be more of, I guess, a joyous thing, but at the same time, I guess you're kind of like almost remarrying somebody because realizing like this, we're reaffirming that we're going to stay married. We're going to do this.
Well, you never know. Maybe the energy was much better than we thought, but the whole like music that they played in the background, Mission Impossible, dun, 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 dun.
Well, that's
dun,
what I was saying. I was like, I feel like we're like walking into like the Hunger Games with that music. Like, my heart was beating out of my chest. I'm like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, and Lillian, she looks so sad and so serious, which makes sense because I would be too. It's such a serious moment.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting because she was just, like, so... She looked like she was going to cry the whole time.
She did cry. Yeah, she was ready.
Yeah.
Tom did not take a long time to answer either, though. He just immediately was like, I want to stay married.
Yeah.
Thought that was great.
I thought he... Didn't he kind of preface it with, like, a...
The bus. Well, the bus.
Well, yeah.
Yes, that was all he talked about.
I don't know. I felt like his answer was not... He could have... done it quicker.
He just really cares about that damn bus.
This is what I think it is. I feel like they talked a lot about how they both didn't want to lose themselves. And Tom was very, very, like, set on the point where he doesn't want to change. And he doesn't have to change for anybody because he's not going to, you know, he wants to stay that minimalist. So I think it's when you get into a relationship, sometimes you get so worried about you changing that you sometimes can't let certain things go. So I think he's still realizing, okay, like, I'm in this marriage. That's his, like, kind of, like, cop out to be like, I'm not going to change for you, but he... In the back of his head, he is. Because he really loves her and he cares about her, but I think he's so worried about losing a side of him, like the bus and being a minimalist and kind of not really conforming to a different lifestyle than he had imagined. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just all those thoughts, I kind of think that that's why he keeps bringing up the bus, because it's almost like, and he's not going to officially change. And I think he just wants to remind her of that, and that's his way of going about it.
Lily, I'm referencing that it was his baby, made sense. He really is attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of it, I think that the compromising that they both did, phenomenal, phenomenal. They both compromised, open, receptive, amazing. I love that both couples got together. And I think all of our fans out there were saying that neither of them would end up together.
Yeah, actually, I tweeted today a poll, and a majority said that neither would end up together.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So at night, I did one, too, like, pick which yeah. couple, and 41% said both. 38% said neither. So it was pretty close, but I was not surprised. I wasn't surprised at all.
I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm very happy, and especially, like, even Sonia's friend was saying, kick him to the curb, which I thought was really intense. And so I'm really proud of Sonia for really, like, sticking to her grounds and sticking to her decision and going through with it. Yeah. I think that she really, really, like she said, she grows screw strength throughout this season. And we really saw that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. From the first time that they laid eyes on each other until the end of this season, I feel like she has a certain extra sense of confidence about her. And I think that's amazing. And I think I really hope that regardless of what happens next episode, I think they both couples have learned and really grown. And we've all seen that. And the majority of our predictions, or the majority of my predictions, were saying that they'd be together, and there was a couple hesitations. But I'm so happy for them. And I really hope that they are enjoying the time sitting on the couch watching this back and being like, man, what a ride it's been so far.
Yeah.
I'm curious about what their friends think, since both Nick and Sonia's friends were like, this doesn't sound good. That's pretty telling as well. I mean, Nick's friends at dinner were just like, you know, this is not what... And Sonia even said that. I didn't sign up for friendship. I signed up to be married and be in love. I'm confident they're still together as well. But
And I think that they both, when they're talking to their friends, obviously you sometimes it's easier to talk about the bad things than the good things, especially to your friends, and when you're talking about making decisions such as major as this. And I feel like for the both of them, the fact that they were able to kind of put those feelings aside and realize this is what we signed up for and we do want that. And I think they both see what they have.
Totally. Yeah. I love that you brought that up. I mean, as humans, we are conditioned in society today to how many minutes do you spend on, hey, what's wrong? You'll spend 20 minutes. But if someone's like, hey, what's good? Oh, good day.
Yeah.
And then someone talks about it being wrong. True. The fact that they could dismiss what their friend said, and I will say dismissed, is great. It's never good to let a friend project into relationship advice. I actually say don't ask your friends about it, because most of the time they're projecting their own personal experience.
That's interesting, yeah, because I feel like a lot of times friends are more negative about relationships and stuff. And
yes.
So, yeah.
Well, yes. I think in most of the time, too, your friends try to protect you. So, obviously, they're going to agree with you. And they want to make sure you're happy. And they want to make sure, okay, well, if you're feeling this way, of course, I'm going to feel it, too, with you. So, sometimes you really have to just put yourself in your own shoes, your own head, put all those negative, like, negative feelings and emotions out of it and be like, what's going to be best for me? And I think they both realize it's going to be best if I stick this out and figure out what we need to really get, like, get our toes in the sand and, like, really dig deep into this relationship.
Yeah, I do the polar opposite with my friends. I never either. A lot of times I side with the guy because I'm like, what are you doing to put yourself in their shoes? Where's your empathy here? Which we see that's important. Nick grew on that. Mm-hmm. Where's the empathy and where did you co-create your reality? Because we always co-create our realities. It's never a blame. It's what did I do to show up this way? What did I do to make you show up that way? And vice versa. Mm-hmm. They're open to it. There's definitely going to be an element here of continuing the show. There's so much dynamic with these two. I believe we're going to see a Married at First Sight first year. I really do.
I would love that.
Yeah, and I think the ratings were good. I'm glad that these two worked out, obviously, but for the show, too, because especially with Heather making that decision so early, that really wasn't very good for the show to divorce that early. So I think it's good that these two lasted, because if they hadn't, then that might have been bad for ratings.
Completely. We've had people say that they're not going to watch anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this was good, and we can see that they're casting in Chicago, right?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, season 5.
Heather, you're going to fly out there?
I mean, I'm upset. Season 5's already started shooting, so they already have the couples.
It's okay. There's probably going to be a season after that.
Well, I'm just waiting for them to come to L.A. Why not come to L.A.? You went to Miami. Jesus, God.
True.
Come to L.A. I think it's worse out here.
The dating's hard out here, right?
Gosh, I haven't dated in 9 months. That's how hard it is. But I obviously haven't tried either. I've just been focusing on coaching. But no, anyone that comes up, it's like, it's, again, as soon as they find out I'm not going to put out and it's going to take work, they're like, bye. I'm like, see ya.
See you later. See you never.
So hopefully maybe season 6, L.A.
Okay. So do you guys have a favorite memory or moment in the season?
Of course.
You go first.
Of course. My favorite memory was Lillian's face when she saw the bus for the first time. She was like, it's just like, I was like, boom, there it is. There's the honesty.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. She was like, but then she collected herself and she's like, okay, yes. I'm gonna like put myself in his shoes and really figure it out.
Yes,
she did a good job.
She did that. And when Nick and Sonia did, I think it was the four-wheelers. Mm-hmm. And when they got off, they were the first couple I remember seeing in any of the seasons that got on camera together. From that moment, even though that was episode 2, no matter what, I was like, they're going to get married. There's just something about that dynamic. They were competitive. They were having fun. Mm-hmm. They had like dirt in their mouth. They were picking it out. And they were in the shot together. So favorite for me, for sure.
I think my favorite was seeing Nick and Sonia really reconnect when they went golfing together. Mm-hmm. I thought that was such a magical moment, and their spark just kind of relit itself. And I thought that it was really fun to watch and to see them both open up, because it had been a while. With Tom and Lillian, I think just the time they spent with their family, I thought that was really cool, because we didn't get to see that too much with the other couples. Obviously, with Nick and Sonia, we did see with his mom a little bit. But just, they had multiple scenes. And the Mother's Day, that was so special. So I think just the time that they spent, like, with their families and really opening up to each other was magical.
Wait, I forgot. I think my favorite was the Kama Sutra, the energy healer.
Of course.
I'm an energy healer, so I have to say that. That was my favorite. Seeing the energy healer, them with the energy
that
healer was great.
That was so funny.
Yes. That's my favorite. Sorry, Tom and Lillian. I still love you guys, too, but that was my favorite. I was like, absolutely go to a coach for that.
My favorite Tom and Lillian moment was when Lillian made that gift for Tom. She drew it, right?
Yeah, or did she have it drawn? Whatever
it
was.
She had it written.
It was amazing. And he just really appreciated that.
Yeah.
And the fact that she threw that birthday surprise for him.
Yes. Yes.
And then with the other couple, Nick and Sonia, I loved when they biked together in the more recent episode.
Yeah,
they
that was a good one.
So in sync. And you could tell that they really were gelling.
Yes, they were, completely. Yay! What a great episode. I wish I would have brought champagne. We had champagne.
I know! Well, we didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Damn it, I missed an opportunity to drink some champs. That's my favorite.
And we could have bought bottles. 2 couples.
Yes. Maybe next time. Yeah. Maybe next time. When we see them fighting in the next episode, we'll bring
to
that.
No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully we won't see any of the fighting. Maybe it will just be from past times that we never got a glimpse on.
Well, I'm happy, and I hope you guys are happy too. You should definitely let us know what you think in the comments below.
Yes. Oh my gosh, no predictions. because it's season ending. I forgot.
Yeah, they're together. Well, we don't know what's going to happen.
Do you predict that they're going to stay together?
Oh, yes. I do believe that they're going to stay together. It's going to be tough, like any relationship. Mm-hmm. I believe these four people really want to be committed, mm-hmm. and that's what it takes. It takes commitment. So definitely.
I think so, too, because even Sonia said, like, I think I found the man of my dreams. And obviously with Tom and Lillian, they notice that they do bring the good sides out of each other. So I think they're really going to realize, even though there's going to be ups and downs, we're going to make it through it.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. I agree, and I really hope so, because they're both amazing.
I know.
Yay!
Thank you guys for watching. Be sure to comment below, because we want to hear what you think, and tweet us. We love to hear
please.
What you think.
Yes, please, let us know your thoughts, and definitely we're on the fence of whether or not we're going to be coming on next week for episode 15 for the six-month follow-up. So as always, Heather Yared, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared.
And I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at AllieGirl.
You can tweet me at @JamieBanks_. We'll hope to see you next week. If not, we'll see you next season.
Yes.
Bye.
Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.